just a reminder of what actually goes on nowadays at Saxon Pit. It used to be a brickworks. Now it's a waste processing plant, among other things. And one of the forms of waste that's processed there is what's called incinerator bottom ash, sometimes referred to as IBA. Now, that is the stuff that's left at the bottom of other incinerators. It just sort of can't be burnt in the normal way, so it has to be disposed of somehow, and that disposal is what happens on part of this old Saxon Pit brickwork site in Whittlesea nowadays. Alan Besant was at the meeting last night. He's from the action group Saxon Gate. Hi, Alan.
Hello, good morning.
What was the prompt for last night's meeting?
Well, it's a very good question. We're not entirely sure. We've not, over 4 years running the group, we've not had any contact directly with public health, and a lot of them seem fairly new in. It came to County Council. We think it was just the general, they couldn't ignore the sort of public level of concern, and a lot of people who aren't with our group are now making contact to them. And I think the public health people are very genuine and want to help, but they only have soft powers, and many of the objections they're raising, residents have raised in planning, have said repeatedly they're not a planning matter. So we're just interested to see how much they'll listen, because they don't seem to give residents the capacity to have technical input, and everything has to be evidence, whereas the operators are treated as technical experts and seem to be taken a face value all the time. So, yeah, we're just interested to see what public health are going to bring and how much influence they can have to give the residents a proper voice.
Well, what kind of technical input do you feel residents could have?
I think some people have probably got a better or equal understanding of the complex mosaic of activities down there, and also real-time knowledge of what's happening. So, you know, people have talked about dust and odour there. Some people in the EA still don't accept there is odour, and there's no evidence of dust, but there's none so blind as those that don't see. And if they're arriving once a month and they don't arrive when, if people that can't attend in real time when someone has a problem, they're never going to see that problem, and that is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, even I, who does not live in Whittlesea, I've heard from so many people saying that there's a bad smell, that it smells chemical, it smells sulfury. I mean, all of these people can't be just completely nose blind, can they?
No, but then you have another issue, you see, that we have an operating brickworks a short distance away, and that can produce a sulfur smell. And also you have people that can't tell. It's a bit like these experts that taste wine. You know, you have people that are paid because they're a professional nose to say what a smell is. And sadly, a lot of people, you know, don't. A, how do you describe a smell? Describe to me a tomato smell versus an orange smell versus an apple smell.
Yeah.
It's a really difficult issue. And this, again, is why you need people on the ground paying attention in real time. And if they don't want the issue or they're not accepting the issue, it's easy to dismiss. And sulfur's an easy one to describe, but that isn't always from the pit. But it's with wind speed and with better measurements, you can tell where things are coming from. And that, a lot of the complaints, there's no reference of wind speed, and the nearest wind indicator to us is 25 miles away. They use a baseline station, which isn't in the town, and that, again, the wind can be very different here.
Right. Yeah, like tasting wine, but rather less fun, I would guess.
Yeah, indeed. I think we all need a bottle after yesterday. But yes.
It sounds like you at least now have the attention of Cambridgeshire County Council. Is there something to be positive about in that?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, a lot of the officers are really good people, and they are saying that they're going to try and put more monitoring in if they can find budget, and that would give them more evidence and a baseline to work from. But bear in mind, we're 4 years in, and they are talking about a plan for actively listening to the community and getting some baseline of commonality between people's issues, because ultimately we've got three councils plus the Environment Agency, five departments. Permitting and planning is no longer linked, which even they say is madness. So you've got this kind of taxpayer tango, we call it, where there's a lot of activity and meetings, but it's almost underpinning a sort of ongoing business of activity, which is never able to get to the bottom of anything. And that must be very frustrating for the operators. And it's very concerning for residents, some of whom are in late retirement. So 5 or 7 years when you're 80, what percentage of that is your remaining time to enjoy life?
Sure, Alan, you've spoken really well this morning. I mean, from the wine tasting to the taxpayer tango, we are drinking, we are dancing. Thank you very much for coming on the show this morning and giving us chapter and verse on this public meeting, which was held last night at the Manor Leisure Centre in Whittlesea, discussing concerns about dust, odour, noise coming from the Saxon Pit site. We approached the owners of the site, who are called East Midlands Waste Management for Company. We approached for comment, rather. We also approached a company operating on the site called Johnson's Aggregates for comment. Neither of them have got back to us. If we do hear back, we'll bring you their responses, of course, on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.